the Heart.
Thanks.
And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, like, as far as when you become involved on camera.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was intentional, and why it was there, and also the mixed medium, the different, like, Super 16 and 16, and then the video. I was wondering what was going on with the little video portions.
It was not artistic decision of any sort. It was necessity. Well, the film, this using the film was an artistic decision, because it's hard now to justify, well, you're going to do a documentary about your auntie, you're going to shoot in Super 16mm. But we started on video, and I think it was not rendering the quality of the light of the, this landscape, which I really love. So I wanted to do it on film, and as well to leave a stronger imprint of my auntie, because it feels that film stays longer than video. But as we shot, I realized that the film was a little heavy on my auntie. Sometimes I needed to take her when she wake up. She would wake up at very impromptu moment. Or sometimes we were running out of film, so we would just take our camera, our still camera, and shoot digital. Because that was the moment when she would really go in this place that I wanted her to go for 4 years, and she never been, so I wanted to capture it in many ways. And as for being in a frame, she's blind nearly, so she would not see me if I stay behind the camera. And when I was being hurtful to her, I needed to be next to her to at least correct her if she was collapsing. You know, and that's how the team, the crew of the film became part of the film, because she needs to be close to people in order to feel their presence. So, well, we couldn't extract us from the frame, so then we became part of the film.
One of the videos